Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Paul Boucher. I'm Dene Tetlina from the Dene Tequea First Nation in Fort Reyes. I work as an Aboriginal language and culture specialist in Fort Smith at the PWK High School.
Can you tell me a little bit about your program, your classroom
here? I've been hired to teach the Dene Tetlina language here at PWK and to lead a lot of the cultural programming that is in the high school.
What grades do you teach?
I teach from grade 7 to grade 12.
What are some of the activities, or what do you hope to pass on while you're here?
I'm hoping to pass on the language and the knowledge that I have about our people and the cultural activities and the cultural things our people used to make. I'm hoping that I could teach the kids that. And they'll have a memorable or a lifetime experience with high school and remember my classroom.
What are some of the things you make with the students here?
I make drums with the kids. I started a 200 drum project, and I wanted to make 200 drums with the kids. And my vision of that was to have every student in our school to have a drum. And I think so far we've been able to get a majority of the kids to make a drum. So it's very, very rewarding. We do a lot of mitts. We make mitts with them. We make moccasins, dream catchers, earrings, keychains. Anything that they want to make, we try to, so we'll make it. If we don't know how, we'll figure it out.
I know you teach the Dene laws in this classroom. Why is that important?
I think it's important when you look at the Dene laws is that they have a greater understanding of it, of what our people used to live by, the laws that our people had. And I think it's important to pass it on to the kids so they have an understanding of what they are, so they could be proud of who they are, their identity. I'm proud to be Dene. I'm proud to be Dene Tetlina. I'm proud to be Tlicho. I'm proud to be Gwich'in. Satu Dene, proud to be for who they are. I think by passing that knowledge of the elders on the Dene laws is very important to go in depth with it so that they could understand it. Then I could go back to them as a teacher and say to them, you remember that Dene law? So it works both ways.
How do you measure the success of your program?
I think it's important that the success of my program is that the kids come back to me in 5 years or 10 years or a year from now, that they say, hey, I remember your class. I remember making moccasins and you helping me. I remember you helping me bead. I remember you teaching me the language. And now I know a few phrases that I could communicate with the elders with. If that success is there, then I'm happy.
In your own words, what does Indigenous education mean to you?
Well, Indigenous education is I'm already doing that. Is immersing the kids in the way of life our people used to have. The kids go connect with the land by going out on the land. The first week of school year, we'll have all the grade sevens go out. And they connect with the land.
Sweetgrass camp.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one way for them to come and do that. So that's Indigenous and our kids and educating them. Also, just teaching them the language. To me, the language is all about history. When we hear the language, they know that we're connected with the land because. Some of the elders have told me our language comes from our land. And I think that's important, is that if they could learn those words, because everything that we say in our language is tied something to the land or the water or to the animals or to the sky or to the birds, always tied to something. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And to teach them that language and also teach them the skills of sewing, of making things, So their minds are being worked upon. You know, the elders always say, you know, Natsir, you got to have a strong mind. I always tell the kids that, you know, we survived on this harsh land that we have here. You know, with the cold winters, by having a sharp mind. That's how our people survived. They were aware of what their surroundings. And that's what I'm trying to teach the kids, is to have a strong mind. And by having a strong mind, that these little things that we do with them that are cultural is strengthening that strong mind. So I'm hoping that I could strengthen that so they have these little skills. And these little skills that they have, it makes it a big skill after a while. Mm-hmm. And say, oh, yeah, I know how to sew. I could sew my own pants. I can bead. I think I'll make myself mitts. I think that's important. I could make myself moccasins. You know, I could make myself a hat. I could make myself a vest. You know, to feel proud about that. Eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I could make a drum and learn some songs. And I think by creating that, I think that's what indigenization of education is.
Beautiful. Where do you hope to see Indigenous education go in the next 10 years?
I hope, there's two things that I hope, is that we could create a community of speakers. I'm hoping in 10 years that some of the kids' own children or younger siblings are speaking together. That'd be great. Now that with our new curriculum, I think we can to create that community of speakers, capable speakers. And also we need to do a lot of work in terms of, I know the language comes from the land. I came from the land, my parents came from the land, our grandparents came from the land, but the kids today are in the communities. They're not so much in the land as much, or on the land. So we need to evolve our language about the community and the food, the way of life, you know, the things that the kids are using. How are we communicating with them? Let's use their medium. It's mm-hmm. technology. Let's use it to our advantage. I think that's important. And if we could create that, I think that'll really help our language get stronger in 10 years mm-hmm. and have that community of speakers. And also in 10 years, I hope that these skills we're teaching these kids, they keep them and they cherish them. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I could get a mentor also. A mentor to help me and also, I guess, an intern to come and work with me. To learn the language, to learn how to teach it. You can, even though they can't speak, they can teach it. So to me, is that you can learn the language while you're teaching it. Mm. I think that's important, is to have our language to keep going. We have to make sure that we have strong, strong teachers. Mm-hmm. And also strong resources. So if we could develop resources, I want to create at least 2 books a year, like I said before, about our language, about our experiences on the land or in the community. Could be small. One, if they could write about the Dene laws in a book and explain it to kids, it would be awesome in our language. So if I could create another 20 books in another 10 years in my class, I'll be so happy. Because then I know that the language is going to be preserved in those books. Mm-hmm. And by creating that, then we have a library. We have the resources. We have 300 books already. We add 20 more. That'd be awesome. If every class could do that in the north, we will have a big resource. Because mm-hmm. right now, when you look at it, within another 5 years or 3 years, you know, almost half of our Aboriginal language speakers are going to be retiring. I'm hoping they could write books. So that's my dream, 10 years.
That's a beautiful dream. that's the end of the interview. Is there anything else you'd like to share on your profile, on your interview?
I think it's important that we create a path for our kids. Chechene. You know, the path our ancestors used to walk. We have to make sure that path is always there. We can't veer off it. There's a path here that our people have followed with the laws, the values and beliefs that we had. We have to make sure that our future generations learn that. And the way that they learn that is through our language. And if we can promote that, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Merci.
Thank you.